Essay 72. The National Archiving of ECE Theory. The archiving of ECE means that it has been preserved for the younger generations in the national libraries of the world. I consider this to be the most important aspect of publication, because material is so often lost to the world. Recently, I've been doing some work in genealogy and history, which shows that documents are lost very quickly. Within a generation, memory fades and very little is left of heritage unless the archives are there. I managed to discover the only extant documents of my ancestor Elizabeth Portree of Inniskedwin Hall. So I realized that the present, as well as the past, can be severely distorted, as in Stalinist times. In 2006, the world of archiving made a quantum leap forward when University of California, San Diego, signed an agreement in Washington, D.C. with the U.S. National Archives and the U.S. National Science Foundation, NSF, to preserve the best digital collections of the United States. These are the best websites and similar of the United States. Shortly thereafter, the National Libraries in Britain set up the British Websites Archive, www.webarchive.org.uk, with a similar intention of preserving the best digital collections of the nations of Britain. In 2010, the www.aias.us website began to be archived at the National Library of Wales in Aberystwyth, founded by David Lloyd George, in association with the British Library in London. It is found in the Science and Technology section as the first item in alphabetical order, and has been archived every quarter since March 2010. This already established a series of thumbnails that preserve the history of the development of the site, now a major library of new thought in science. It means, of course, that the ECE theory and the AIAS have been recognized as leading scientific contributors in Great Britain. Their first major recognition occurred with the award of a Civilist pension in 2005, later by a coat of arms and my elevation to the untitled nobility or gentry in 2008, and inclusion in Burke's peerage and gentry in 2012, early this year. The main development of ECE has occurred since the award of the Civilist pension. I was naturalized a U.S. citizen in 2000 at Cornell University, and the U.S. National Archives has begun archiving ECE theory with the San Diego Supercomputer Center in charge. This is a department of UC San Diego in California. I was the first U.S. citizen to be awarded a British Civil List pension. I am a British citizen by birthright and reside in Britain, but proud of my U.S. citizenship. I come from the leveler background that established the United States. So it is a pleasure to have one's work and that of the AIAS recognized by both the British and American National Archives. The work has been recognized de facto throughout the world for more than a decade. In my opinion, it is significant that AIAS has been recognized by several national archives, by national honors, and by inclusion in Google Scholar. 15 of the AIAS fellows are in the world's best reference vehicle, Marquis's Who's Who, founded in Chicago in 1899. I myself appear in nearly 30 editions of various kinds, and I am delighted that various members of AIAS are also beginning to be recognized. The very small, isolated, inward-looking, censorious, and intolerant world of the self-appointed establishment of standard physics has been a constant source of trouble to ECE theory, but have been rejected by almost everyone else, including nearly all their fellow physicists. They are often as ignorant as swans about physics itself, and are the Luddites of our times. In the worst cases, they would like to smash the new energy devices now proliferating. They would describe them as the perpetual weaving of Silas Marner. Only a lunatic or the most embittered bigot would describe industrial plant as free energy or perpetuum mobile. Archiving of my Omni Opera has been taking place for some years on www.aias.us, and this year the archive has been completed with hyperlinks to all the original papers back to 1973. I am most grateful to David Burley, Horst Eckhart, Bill Hines of the Hugh Owen Library in Aberystwyth, and others for all this work. So anyone who wishes to know the real Myron Evans can look at these papers, and they have been studied by hundreds of thousands since 1973. They are constantly being studied now, and so are ageless creations like the best poetry. Only the most embittered fools would want to do otherwise than study, or to attack the man rather than appreciate some of the best science of the late 20th and early 21st century. In science, more than in any other subject, one becomes one's objective work. If it is good, it will last a very long time. If not, it will be forgotten. I am particularly glad of this Omnia Opera because the whole collection was almost lost due to the appallingly poor administrators with whom I had had to contend in my early and middle era of production. There is no doubt that those terribly embittered people would have wanted to destroy www.aias.us, but now it is regarded as one of the most valuable digital collections of both Britain and the United States. The National Library of Wales is to be thanked in particular.